Warmest welcome everyone to a new episode of the Business and Dreams podcast. So today I am actually full of so much energy still. Last week we had our 3-day challenge and it was just so much fun. So we were actually more than 3,500 women who had signed up for this. And this was our biggest event yet. So it felt so much fun for Camille and I to do this. And if you're interested, by the way, to see it, if you didn't have the chance to join us, I will put the link to the event so you can watch the recording in the show notes. So basically, it's a 3-day challenge. It's 3 sessions in a row where we talk about how you can grow your company, how you can earn more than before, how you can set goals, how you can work with your money mindset, all these topics that we love to talk about. So if you're interested, that link is in the show notes. So today I thought I could share a little bit about what we talked about during these 3 days, and specifically I thought that I could share the book recommendations that we shared. And if you have listened to our podcast for a while, you know maybe that Camille and I, we have kind of a complex relationship with books. So we started as the biggest book nerds. I think 1 year we read more than 150 books together within everything from career to personal development. But it was especially during last year, during 2023, that we realized that if you want to really change your behaviors and change your life, books often aren't enough. Because books provide you with a lot of information, but that doesn't necessarily drive change. So if you want to change your life, the best thing you can do is investing in yourself. So that's what we started to do last year, and it really changed everything. So I guess that books are amazing, but if books crowd out other things that you could do, such as investing in yourself, then you have to choose what you spend your time doing. So for me right now, I think that I have some books that actually have a really big impact on me. So what I want to do now is to reread them rather than to just like look for new books all the time. And also make sure that my priority, if I want to change my life, is to invest in myself and not rely on books only. So that would be just to start our thoughts on books, because we have talked a lot about that on the podcast. But anyway, so during these 3 days, we shared actually 4 different books that I thought I could share with you today. And again, if you listen to our podcast, maybe you've heard about these before, but yeah. Hopefully it can give you some new value or an insight. So let's go. So the first book that is mandatory, I would say, for all of the women in this community is We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers. This is just the most empowering book you can read. The author, Rachel Rogers, she had done such an amazing journey herself, where she went from employed, she didn't like her life and had like count every penny, and now she has having this financial freedom, she having her own company, and she's impacting other women to do the same. So this is just the best book if you want that inspirational boost, and also very concrete. Actually, she goes through like concrete numbers, she goes through what she gets help with today in her home and in her business, etc. So really, really inspiring. So We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers. And the second book is called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. We have talked about that one a lot too. This one is great if you feel like you want to improve the relationship with yourself. And I feel like, you know, sometimes when we say that improving the relationship with yourself, it sounds like it's something that you can do and then you stop once it's like done or finished. But what I realize is that, you know, you are a person just like everyone else, and you have a relationship with yourself just like you have a relationship with other people too. And it's about that, you know, daily commitment to improving that relationship with yourself and being the best friend you can be to yourself. So this book is famous for the analogy that we all have kind of a roommate inside our heads who is constantly telling us stuff. And sometimes it's just like weird commentary, like, oh, there, it's a dog there, it's a bird there, or you know, just stating things, and it's like annoying. But oftentimes it's also these mean comments like, oh, you shouldn't do that. They probably won't like you, or are you really worthy of that goal, or whatever it can be. So we're having this roommate, and if we haven't raised our roommate, so to speak, it can be kind of rude and actually hold us back. So when we're going after a new goal, like starting a company, then it's important to have this kind of supportive self-talk with yourself, like, oh, of course you can do it, and, you know, look at the best case scenario, or whatever it can be. So that's why we thought it was important to include this book during this challenge. And this book really had a big impact for me. I remember that I started to read it, was it maybe like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that. And I thought the analogy was really interesting and funny as well. And then for some reason, I had signed up for this meditation class, a 1 hour meditation class. And during that class, I could really, for the first time, hear my inner roommate. I remember that I like tried to meditate. The teacher said, focus on your breath, etc. And then a few seconds later, I was like realizing that I was listening to my roommate saying stuff. I was like, this is crazy. And my conclusion is that, you know, we will always have this roommate. We will always have this commentary in our heads, these thoughts just popping up. But what we can do is to really to raise our roommate, or to tell it, like give some boundaries and tell it that, you know, this is what I accept, this is what I not accept. So in reality, what you do is that you keep repeating what you want your roommate to say. So affirmations, which I love, is a great tool for that. So just repeat that. I am amazing, or whatever it can be, you know, and then your roommate will actually start to echo that. So affirmations are the best tools to get a supportive roommate. So that was the second advice of The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And the third advice, maybe you've heard about that one before, it's called The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. So this one is really a classic within the self-development world. I think it's written in the 60s, so it's been around for quite some time. And as you can hear from the title, it's all about the subconscious mind and how powerful it is. And that's the thing, our subconscious mind, it accounts for 95% of all the things that we do, and therefore all the results that we get. And it's so important to forget that part of our mind, because it's that 5%, the analytical mind, that sets goals that we are aware of. So that's a classic, you know, New Year's resolution thing that we say, oh, I'm gonna do this. For example, I think exercise and health is the most common one, and then it lasts for a few weeks and then we give up. And why is that? You know, because there are people who are keeping up with the habits that we wanted to create from the start. So, you know, it can be everything from exercise to keeping up with friendships or earning money. There are some people who seem to have a very easy time doing all these things. And that's because it's ingrained, it's part of their subconscious mind. Whereas people who want to do something new and they commit to these actions, they haven't actually changed their thoughts and their beliefs and their subconscious mind. So if you want change in your life, it's so important to consider your subconscious mind and how you can make it work for you and not against you. And in this book, the author explains why your subconscious mind is so powerful, from everything within health to money and relationships. And he actually gives also practical tools of how you can change your subconscious mind. And changing your subconscious mind is also something we do in Business and Dreams Academy, our 5-month money mindset program that we actually just open up the gate to. We are starting a new batch in the end of May, so 29th of May. If you're interested in that, to grow your company, develop your money mindset, and change your subconscious mind to get these lasting changes, then I will put the link to that in the show notes. So yes, I really recommend that book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. And the last one is also actually a classic. So it's called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. So this book, as you can kind of hear, is like old English, thinketh. But this book is also about how powerful our thoughts are. They have a really good quote there that, you know, sometimes we think that we think in secret, but our thoughts always manifest in our external reality. And I think that's all good. Like sometimes, I mean, it's just obvious sometimes that, you know, you can really tell if you meet someone kind of how their mood is, what their thoughts are. You can kind of see what they're maybe thinking about themselves. And in the long run, our thoughts create our reality. And that's really what this book is about. So I really love this book. Really recommend it if you like the topic of, you know, how our thoughts can create our reality. So truly recommend that one. So these were 4 book recommendations. I hope that some were new to you and that you got some inspiration. And again, I see books as the best way to, you know, both entertainment. That is like, it's funny actually, because when we had our 3-day challenge, I thought that I could like plan something afterwards that, you know, that was like a little bit of me time. And I remember of these sessions that I went for a walk afterwards because I love walking. And then I actually have a new book right now that I like, I looked for so much to read before I went to bed each evening. So for me, books are really a great way to relax and have some time for myself. And in this case, actually, I bought the physical copy of my new book because I think that's a little bit cozy to read a physical one. So yes, I see it as entertainment, as a time for myself, but also to find these like really good books. These can actually have a really big impact on your life, such as these 4. So that's how I see books. And remember that if you want to change something of your life, then books can be a great start to realize kind of what you want to do. But I really recommend if you want to make some like big changes and also to save time, because it's so much faster if you do this, that is to invest in yourself. I can't recommend it enough, actually. All the big changes I've had in my life is because I invested in myself. So just want to state that there, and so you're not doing the same kind of mistakes that we did. Just think that we could rely on books for change. So just want to say that to conclude this episode. But otherwise, I just want to boost you before I end this episode that you can create anything that you want to. Please, please remember that your dream life is so, so much closer than you may even realize. And you just have to open the door for it, be open for it, and believe that it is possible. It's kind of, if you're into this, I don't know if it's spiritual world, but yeah, manifesting world maybe, the law of assumption, that anything you believe is possible for you or believe will happen, that will also manifest in your world. So today, your homework is to believe that your dreams are possible. Actually, your dreams are happening sooner than you may realize, and now you can just smile and wait for them to manifest in your life. So these were some concluding pep talk from my side. I hope that you will have an amazing week, and I hope to talk with you very soon. Bye-bye.